Item number four. I believe Mr. Cady is here on that item. Mr. Cady?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I think a little history is in order. What you just heard was almost 6 years ago this month that we first learned about the museum's financial difficulties. At that point, the situation was so dire that there needed to be a cash infusion, a loan of up to $6 million, working capital loan. That was done in approximately May of 2005. That monies were continued to be drawn down, and Mr. Bernatz was there, and I think he remembers every single one of those financial oversight meetings that we had as the working capital was drawn down and a plan needed to be put forward for its long-term stability. So the county board did put up $6 million. At that point, it was in jeopardy, and therefore the county executive, along with the county board chairman Holloway, who was very active in this matter, put forward a museum recovery committee, as you remember, early in 2007. And that panel that was chaired by Dr. Meehan, Mary Meehan, came up with a recovery plan that was approved by this county board in approximately May of 2007. And at that time, it was a commitment on behalf of all parties, including the banks, Milwaukee Public Museum, Milwaukee County. In fact, there was also some other agreements with Discovery World. As part of that, to try and put the museum on a long-term financial stable footing. At that point, the debt that Mr. Williams and Mr. Bernatz talked about included a $16.3 million loan that would require a $13.5 million payment in 2017. And at this point, they had just been servicing the debt service on that. As you have heard, that they are refinancing this basically for about 33 cents on the dollar. They are now going to have a loan with the private bank that will require a payoff of approximately $3.8 million in 2015. Chairman Holloway has taken a very active role in this because he understands this improves the museum's financial situation tremendously. And I think it needs to be said, and Mr. Williams should be recognized for the outstanding job he's done since coming to the museum, because this was the huge albatross around the museum's neck in moving forward and fundraising and putting the museum back on a sound footing. And so what you have before you in this resolution, it would just be to have the county board's approval to approve two loan covenants associated with that new loan with the private bank. And again, Mr. Holloway and Chairman Holloway and Supervisor Schmidt, who's the representative of the board to the museum, are extremely supportive of this. And if you have any questions about the resolution or any of the underlying financials, I'd be more than happy to answer that.
And prior to questions, I'd like to have the clerk read the item into the record.
A resolution authorizing the county executive and county clerk to execute loan covenants between the private bank and trust company, private bank and friends, and Milwaukee County in order for the Milwaukee Public Museum to secure a loan with private bank. This item is referred to this committee as well as finance and audit.
Questions by committee? Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. What is the basis of the write-down? Why would these banks be writing down two-thirds of the loan?
Mr. Chairman.
I'm glad they are for the museum's sake.
Supervisor, there's confidentiality agreements regarding the loans with the previous lenders and the museum. For the purposes of my due diligence, I won't get into speculating as to why a financial institution would feel that it's in its best interest to remove or reduce that debt and, in essence, take payment today instead of hoping for a larger one in the future. But I think we all can, surmise what the reasons were. But, again, I don't have that information, and that's a part of a non-disclosure agreement, and therefore I don't have any information on that.
Okay. Is anyone else able to comment on it without reaching the non-disclosure? I mean, it's a certainly a curiosity. I can speculate, but that could lead me to the wrong conclusion, too. So.
I think I can, from looking at the museum's financials, it was unlikely in 2017 that the museum was going to have $13.5 million in order to extinguish the debt. And as you're aware, in the last 24 months or so, banks have been actively reconfiguring their balance sheets in order to reduce their liabilities. And perhaps that was just the fortunate timing of the economic cycle we're in with the banking industry. But again, it would not have been made possible without the leadership of Mr. Williams. And I think that was key here, certainly recognized by Chairman Holloway, that he took the lead and took advantage of a situation in order to put the museum in a better financial footing.
I would add to that, right guy at the right time, we have Mr. Williams, who comes from a long and distinguished career in banking, joining the museum very timely.
Right. And then just could you confirm the characterization was that that the security what's permitted in the agreement is really for them to come in and take those fixtures that are strictly of MPM Incorporated, and that there is no effect on assets of the museum?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor. The lien, the consent to lien, is not on assets owned by the county. It's only on assets owned by MPM, and I would probably put out there that the value of those assets are rather small compared to the value of the loan.
Thank you.
Supervisor Dutriebe?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That was the line of my questioning, but we're not listed. I don't have it here unless I'm missing something, but we're not listed like second or third or anything. I mean, it's just MPM Inc. But I know we have a relationship with MPM Inc., so I was just wondering.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, correct. The county is not guaranteeing the loan. If we go back to the time when we did the $6 million working capital loan, and I didn't really finish the story to tell you that the museum paid that back, and that was a good thing. So we have no financial, we're not in any way underwriting or guaranteeing any part of the
loan. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Rice?
Thank you. Thank you for the history and the context. I think that's helpful to remind ourselves about where we were and the significant progress that's been made since then. And the credit that you've given to the team, I think, is wholly appropriate. Two questions on the resolution. One is, has it been reviewed by Corporation Counsel?
Mr. Chairman, yes. Corporation Counsel is involved in the drafting of the resolution.
Great. Thank you. And are these provisions and covenants similar to provisions that were in the other previous agreements with the other financial institutions?
Yes, they are. In fact, they're fewer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of the resolution.
The motion is to approve. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Five ayes, zero nulls. The item is approved.
Mr. Cady, thank you for your verbal finesse.